Rino te the Cardinals in for our weekly corridor. Great to have you along. Rino te nākwe.
I've been grooving to that hustle too.
Down in Ōtautahi. Oh, yeah, mate, only since 1976. But anyway, it's good to talk with you again, Rino. Before we start talking politics, what did you make about the push to make a film about the tragedy of the mosque shootings? Okay, so it's the Prime Minister's reaction, the gist of the film. But even so, many people pretty upset at the prospect of it being made. What were your thoughts when you first heard of it?
I was the same. I thought it, you know, it's way too soon, way too, the feelings are very raw. And, you know, it's not what the communities or the families would want. So I'm pleased everyone sort of made their messages loud and clear. I think it's just, yeah, it's just not in good taste it doesn't sit well with me. And, I know that they try to dramatise everything, but that is they've gone about it completely the wrong way. I will, you know, leave it with their entertainment world people that make all those or are producing or behind all those ventures. But it's not really for me.
Thanks, Rino. Mate, can we talk about this? I don't know anything about it. A Māori and Crown partnership. To establish a joint environmental and aerospace project. Is it on the Kaitorete Spit in Canterbury? I'm a little bewildered. Can you sort of shed some light on this, please?
Oh, sure. Well, this is a first. It is a joint venture whereby the government or the Crown is purchasing land at the Kaitorete Spit, and it will be owned 50-50 with between the Crown and the local hapu, Te Taumutu and Wairewa Runanga in Canterbury here. Kaitorete Spit is this massive spit. It's sort of by the Te Waihora Lagoon, and it's actually a perfect spot for aerospace facilities to be launching rockets up into space. So as we are doing in Mahia, at the lower end there at Tawapata, new aerospace facilities will be taking place at Kaitorete. And but in addition to that, it is wāhi, ancestral lands, which ultimately obviously fell out of Māori hapu ownership. And so now that the hapu are now back on those lands, there's opportunities for environmental rejuvenation of all of that, all those lands and those estates as well. So it ticks a lot of boxes, and in addition to that, it provides a launch pad, pardon the pun, but for Ngaitahu and for Rangatahi to get involved in that aerospace industry, which is hugely significant for our country at the moment, well over $1 billion, and can only grow. So I acknowledge Minister Megan Wood, who masterminded and put together that arrangement with our hapu down here in the Canterbury region.
Ka pai. Again, can you just remind me where it is geographically? I'm just trying to paint a picture of where the spit is.
Oh, so it's on the Canterbury coast. If you know Te Waihora Lake Ellesmere,
okay,
there's a massive spit that sort of adjoins, it's sort of in between on the coast, between the coast and Te Waihora, the lagoon.
Okay,
the big one, and so it's a massive spit that it's well over 25 kilometres stretch of land. So it's a big stretch of land. And it has been used for farming and pastoral and agricultural, horticultural use. But it's been, we want to rejuvenate the, because as we know, that whole ecosystem has been greatly impacted by intensive farming. And so it's an opportunity to also rejuvenate the environment as well on those areas. Kind of like Cape Canaveral is over in Florida, Kaitorete will be like the Cape Canaveral here. into Waipounamu.
There's been some concern at the payloads Rocket Lab have been throwing up from the Mahia Peninsula. Initially, everyone thought it was a neat idea, but I know that some of the locals have been a bit concerned about the militarily or focused payloads that are being thrust into outer space from Mahia. Any consideration here for the people of the South?
Oh, well, absolutely. We want to ensure that, you know, that all of the activities that are taking place do not involve military purposes. Those are bottom lines. And so I know that, you know, the government is always looking to ensure that everything is in compliance and so that we are meeting our obligations. But, you know, that's a huge concern, and rightly so. So we want to ensure that you know, all of the activities will be taking place. You know, will be to increase our knowledge, science. You know, reaching out into the cosmos for those purposes and not for anything else.
Thanks, mate. And you'd like to talk about the Clean Car Discount program. What's that mean to you?
Oh well. Not too much at the moment because I'm a second-hand sort of car person, but it is a.
How come you're driving around in an old beat-up Holden? What's the story here, mate?
Oh well, you know I got to keep it real, but no, it's I've never really been a petrol type head person, you know. So as long as something gets me from A to B and it's reliable. You know,
look, you're a big man, Reno. You're a big man, Lenore. You've got to have a big car. What sort of car do you drive, really?
Oh, it's a very modest Toyota Camry. It's about well over 10 years old now. So, yeah, it gets me from A to B. I don't have my big mugshot on it, like my colleagues. It's just too big to be driving around all around the Waipounamu. Yeah, I just sort of, as long as I sort of can get reliably, it gets me there, I'm okay with that. But the Clean Car Discount will be good because we want to encourage folks to be buying, you know, more low emissions vehicles. And that's not only the electric vehicles, it's actually going to move to the hybrids and include low emitting petrol vehicles. And it's all about trying to, you know, just increase the uptake of that. So for those people who have to make a decision when they're buying a car, there's a discount available if they purchase a low emissions vehicle. And so in time, we want to increase, obviously, the uptake, increase the pool of those vehicles coming in. And then they will, in time, make their way into the secondhand market where a fella like me can look out for one. But, yeah, it's all part of our moves to become carbon neutral by 2050. And we had the Climate Commission report last week, and we have to demonstrate as a nation the actions that we can take. We will and are taking to ensure we hit those targets by 2050. And this is a big step in that direction because we know that transport emissions are a huge contributor to our emissions. So, yeah, it's one of many, many actions that we are trying to encourage as a government to ensure we hit that carbon neutral goal.